Hello, and welcome to Ask the Mayor here on WBAA News. I'm your host, Emily Seiberg. This week, Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest. Thanks for being with us. We are doing a last-minute pre-taping of today's episode right now to work around the scheduling of a White House coronavirus press conference, so thanks for bearing with us as we make these changes. Remember, for future episodes, you can email your questions for Mayor Sheets for any of our four mayors to ask, that's A-S-K, at WBAA.org. Mayor Sheets, welcome to your very first episode of Ask the Mayor. We are so pleased to have you on the program.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me on the program today.
So we're going to go ahead and start with the big question, the big topic on everyone's mind right now. So for everyone who's listening, as a reminder, Mayor Sheets was sworn in on March 2nd. So that hasn't been too long now. Mayor Sheets, how soon did you start making plans to handle some of the issues surrounding the new coronavirus outbreak in Frankfurt specifically?
Okay, I think that we were aware of it right after I took office, but to actually start putting out any releases or anything like that, it was probably, I don't even have the first time that I spoke on that, but probably a week or so ago.
Okay, can you tell us how city agencies are working together right now and what the city is doing just in the near term to handle everything?
Okay. All the departments are working really well together. I'm keeping daily contact with our department heads. I've asked them to keep their employees informed. And we're not only working with our department heads, but with the county, the EMA, the health department, the hospital. I think it's a great team effort by everyone in the community.
So I know I saw that you canceled all of your city meetings through April 1st. Frankfurt Utilities have stopped disconnections of service. Can you talk about why it was important to take those types of measures?
Okay, we felt at this point that in order, of course, our highest priority is the health and well-being of our employees and the community. So we thought that we should cancel those public meetings so that that would not increase the risk of, you know, maybe somebody getting the virus or coming to a meeting. This way we can still do our business and not have to limit it to the number of people. We had a couple of public hearings, and we wanted to make sure that those people were able to come to the public hearings, and we did not want to encourage large crowds at this time.
So how have you been working with the county and with the, like, you know, for example, the county health department specifically?
Okay, I have met with the county health department along with the emergency management and the commissioner president, Josh Hewitts. We've worked closely together. This is daily that we're more than once a day are we talking to each other and keeping each other informed of what's going on and any measures that the other one might be taking so we can work together.
So what's the, you know, I know that you, you've worked in city government for a very long time. I know that this is obviously a newer role for you. Are you learning anything new, or what are you learning about the best way for agencies to coordinate together during something like this?
Right now, I think a lot of it that we're using through emails, through texts, through phone calls, we've had a few meetings before they, you know, started limiting the number of people at those meetings. And I feel like that's the best way, just that daily communication. Several times a day, we just keep in touch. If we have any questions, I can call a person that that would pertain to. Likewise, they can call me with any concerns or questions that they might have as far as the city. I have been sending any press releases or anything like that out to the commissioners so that they're aware of what the city's doing.
And then I know that you and I, you know, before you were elected, and I think even a couple of days ago when we were talking on the phone, you were talking about how you, you know, if you don't have an answer to something in the moment, it's important to you to reach out to other agencies to get the answers so that you know what you're doing and what's next. How have you been doing that in the past couple of weeks?
Okay, so right in the beginning, I started asking questions. What part do I play in this? You know, who is in charge of what part of this? You know, is it the emergency management? Is it the Department of Health, the county commissioners? So I was just trying to find my place. I did not want to overstep maybe where I shouldn't, but I also wanted to be so involved that they knew that I cared and that I wanted to be a part of all this. And I think communications has just been so great between the entities. It's really working out well for all of us.
How have you been communicating with Frankfurt residents to let them know what's going on? What's been effective there?
Okay, we have been using our website. We have a Facebook page along with we have a website. And also we send all that information out to the media to let them know.
What have you been, hearing from residents of Frankfurt? Are they concerned? What are their concerns? How are people feeling about this situation?
I think there's a lot of concern right now. People are concerned, but they're like we are. This is a new thing for us. This is, a national, if not international, situation right now, and we're all just learning together on this. And I feel like, there's a lot of unanswered questions, and it's just not for the citizens. It's for everyone that's involved in this. It's changing daily, several times a day, on how to handle it. But I do know that people are concerned. And we want them to know that we do care. It's a top priority for us. The health and the well-being of our employees, our community members. We're doing all that we can at this point to make that possible for them.
So this week, as you know, Governor Eric Holcomb closed down restaurants and bars to dine-in patrons, and that's at least through the end of this month. And there are other businesses who are shutting their doors as well for the time being, just across a range of industries. So can you tell us, how are Frankfurt businesses handling these shutdowns right now? And how might the city be supporting them as this continues perhaps for an indefinite amount of time?
Right. We're encouraging the residents, the citizens of Frankfurt to support their local businesses. They can call, they can do a carry out. A lot of the restaurants are doing deliveries that maybe would not have done that in the past. But we're encouraging residents to still continue to support these small businesses. Whether as you go by, you pick it up, you ask it to be delivered. But we just cannot go in the dining rooms at this point and meet and eat, which is, I know that's hard for some people because that's what they do every day, but we're asking, please support the small businesses.
How do you think, so we're talking about things that are happening in the near term right now, with some immediate consequences, but how do you think long-term closures impact, just for example, downtown Frankfurt, which has seen some growth in recent years? Do you think that, are you thinking about what things could look like in 6 months to a year for some of these businesses?
I think it will have an impact, probably financially. And, that's the bad thing about this whole COVID-19 virus. I mean, I'm sure that we are going to feel that economically, financially. And I think what we're going to have to do once things get somewhat back to normal, we're going to have to go back, support these businesses, be there for them, do what we can on our part to help them to get through this.
You are listening to Ask the Mayor here on WBAA News. I'm your host, Emily Seiberg, and we're talking right now to Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets. Thanks for joining us. Again, we're doing a last-minute pre-taping of today's episode to work around a scheduling of a White House coronavirus press conference. So we're talking right now with Mayor Sheets about how the city is handling COVID-19 at the moment. We're going to keep talking about that. So downtown's Prairie Creek Park was scheduled to open this spring. Is that being impacted right now by this?
We're keeping a close eye on things to see if we're going to be able to go ahead and have the opening on May 16th. Currently, that is our plan. We're still going to stick with that. But I think as time goes on, there might have to be decisions made. But right now, we're still working towards that May 16th opening.
And that is, I know that part of the point of Prairie Creek Park is the scheduling of events. Events will be held there. That's always kind of been the plan. Are you thinking about how to work around, the restrictions placed on the number of people who can be at events? Will it be that the park opens and maybe there aren't any huge events there for a while, but people can still go to the park?
I think we're going to have to see how things are at that time, what restrictions we have. We at this time have not canceled any events or any groups coming in, but I think it's something that we're just going to have to closely monitor the closer we get to that.
Okay. And then I also saw, I wanted to ask Mayor Sheets, I saw a list of events that just in your area, they appear to still be scheduled. They might have been updated, you know, church dinners, things like that. What are you communicating to people generally about holding those events? Because there have been some significant restrictions placed on the numbers of people that can be together right now.
Right. We really are encouraging people not to meet in groups. That's what we want to do right now. And if they do, to keep it under 10. I know for the city that we have decided that we're not going to have our neighborhood center open for events. You know, people can rent that, and we are going to send out letters to those people and ask them not to meet. We decided not to even have the restriction on the number. We just encouraged them not to even meet. And if they do, please take the precautions.
What are you hearing from people who have events, are people willing to cancel them? Have you gotten any pushback on any of that?
We really have not gotten any pushback on that. I think that the citizens, you know, they realize the seriousness of this. And for everyone's safety, I feel that people are following the things that they're asked to do. You know, the smaller groups, you know, the sanitize their hands, to use sanitizers within the buildings or wherever they are, anything that we're asking, people are being so good about following that.
I know that some government officials, it's been announced that, for example, some members of Congress have come down with COVID-19, and people who work in government, especially yourself, you know, you're meeting with people, you are in close proximity. How have you adjusted some of the ways that you kind of physically interact with people as part of your job?
Well, a lot of it I am trying to do not to even meet physically, not to have that contact. I'm trying to do a lot over the phone, through the internet, that type thing, so that I don't have to be in those situations. If I am, of course, I'm going to use the measures of, you know, hand sanitizer, keeping our distance from each other. But my greatest concern right now is not to meet in those situations. I have had very few people ask me to since probably in the last 5 days. You know, that has changed a lot. And as far as the public coming into the city building, the mayor's office, that has significantly slowed down.
I've also seen, well, let's discuss, places of worship have been closing down their services. You know, masses are not allowed anymore in the state of Indiana. And people are just generally adjusting how they interact with their congregations in light of the new restrictions on how many people can gather for an event. And I was remembering, I believe former Mayor Chris McBarnes told me at some point last year, I want to say there are over 90 churches in your area. So how are churches adjusting to this? You know, what are people doing as a workaround?
There again, I think a lot of them are using like Facebook. I know the church that I attend, that's what they did this past Sunday and intend to continue, is have the service through Facebook or other types of, I know, emails, those type things are sending information out to their members. If they don't have emails, or mailing information out, so the members are kept up on all the information. But I think right now that none of them are meeting. I have not heard of any churches that are currently still meeting.
And how are Frankfort schools adjusting to their closures? What have you been hearing about that?
Well, they are still providing breakfast and lunches for the children. They can be picked up at each one of the schools. They are also, a lot of the teachers, I think, are having their own Facebook page or some way to connect with their students that way through the internet. But I think overall it's working really well. Like I go back and say, I think everybody is understanding the seriousness of this and are abiding by what's being asked of them to take the precautions.
What are some of the measures that are being done locally to handle feeding people just generally who might be having some issues buying groceries right now?
I have seen a lot of people that have, Facebook is another good one, that they have offered to get out and to help people. If you need something, they'll give them their phone number. They'll say, we're here, we're available for you. I know that the trustee's office, if anybody would call the city with any problem that they would have, I think people are very willing to get out and help these people and to be there for them. Like I said, the schools are providing for the students, but you also have the elderly and other people with health issues that just don't want to get out. and be in the crowd. So there are other organizations that are doing that and people that are even offering to help.
So I know that as of this morning, the Indiana State Department of Health had not reported a confirmed case of COVID-19 in Clinton County. So right now, as far as we know, this is still precautionary. Do you think anything in your approach will change once cases are diagnosed in Clinton County?
I think there's probably a chance that we'll even look at things and maybe tighten up some of the issues that we have right now. You know, I'm still looking at what do we do about Old Stoney, about city government. We have not closed the buildings yet. You know, we suggest that people call or if they have any questions versus coming in and only essential walk-in traffic. But I think probably once there is a confirmed case that we may have to take a look at things closer and decide from there.
Okay. So you were Frankfurt's clerk treasurer for several terms. And again, when I talked to you right after you announced you were running for mayor, we talked a lot about your knowledge of city finances. How has that knowledge come into play in this situation so far? Have you had to draw on that knowledge as you've been taking a look at what's been happening?
I think one thing is that I've worked closely with the new clerk treasurer, Carol Bartley. She's doing a great job. And I've been trying to work closely with that office to see if she has any questions or anything that we can help her with. I talked to her this morning about making sure that we're keeping our accounts payable caught up, with the meetings not going to take place. It could be a while. And I said, let's, you know, make sure that we get bills paid. We're thinking about what to do as far as payroll on that side. You know, what precautions can we take? We've separated a couple of our payroll people just in case one of them would happen to get sick, so they're in two separate offices. And those are mainly the ways that we are looking at that right now.
So let's switch a little bit. I know that I told you we would talk a lot about coronavirus today when we spoke, but can you just maybe catch us up on how the first few weeks of your term have been otherwise? What is it like to be mayor now after being clerk treasurer?
Well, I'm really enjoying it. It's been very, very busy. If you would have told me 3 weeks ago this is the way it was going to be, I'm not sure I would have believed you, but it's really been enjoyable. I love it. I love serving the community. I will let you know that I am very concerned about this situation with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, but we are trying to do business as much as possible as usual, which has been a little difficult, but we still have other things that we have to handle, and I've enjoyed it.
Can you talk
to people? Okay.
No, can you talk about some of the other initiatives that you've been working on in the past couple of weeks, some of the business as usual items that have still needed to be taken care of?
Okay. I'm not really getting to do, like, I had this plan in place. I thought, okay, my first couple of weeks, this is what I'm going to do. I wanted to include the community in more things. I wanted to set up an advisory board. I wanted to get out with the public. And that just has not been possible for me. The day-to-day activities, yes, we still have to keep up on the finances. We have to make sure that, you know, things are taken care of at the city. But I will tell you that probably this has taken over a big part of my time.
So your goals for the first year. So let's say, what are some other things you want to accomplish this year, first of all? What are some things you've been thinking about?
Some of the things I've been thinking about is, one thing is I want to build really good relationships, you know, with the county, to figure out how the city, the county can work together, the Chamber of Commerce, Main Street, some of these different organizations. That's something that I had not really had the opportunity to do as clerk treasurer. And I was going to look forward to building those relationships and see how we can help the community to grow. Economic development was another thing, annexation. I was wanting to get involved in that, learn more about it. We did meet, I think it was a week ago, on annexation to get some of the financial and the legal aspects of that.
Can you tell us a little bit about that meeting?
Yes, it was a very good meeting. We talked about, you know, financially how this would affect us, how difference in labor, equipment, that type thing. If we move out that way, you know, to have the coverage for public safety, to bring in new businesses, you know, the financial impact on the city that this would have. It was an excellent meeting, and there were different entities involved in that.
So because this situation is a little unpredictable right now, we don't necessarily know what the future might hold or if more stringent, you know, procedures might be in place in terms of gatherings, people getting together, people not being able to leave. Have you thought about, let's just use annexation as an example. Have you kind of acknowledged that some of this might just have to wait, that you might have to get to it down the line?
Maybe a temporary delay, but I'm not going to say it's going to be anything significant because these are projects that we want to move forward on. We want to keep moving forward, even with the other situation, you know, with the coronavirus. Also, another thing is the pool situation, and we're right in the middle of accepting bids, and then we would have to do the bonding. So that is on maybe a couple, 3 weeks delay, but we're going to keep moving forward on these projects.
So let's say that in 3 weeks or a month, there are more restrictions. You know, I guess, are you thinking at all about what the long term might hold? You know, again, not knowing what will happen, knowing the situation is fluid. You know, what would be kind of that emergency scenario, I guess?
You know, I think we have to keep that in the back of our mind. You know, what is going to happen? Of course, city government, we work from our taxes that are put in place 2 times a year. We have the collections, so that's one thing we have to think about. Is this going to affect the local income tax? I mean, this is going to have some impact economically, I believe, on the city. So I think as we move forward, we're going to have to make wise choices, make sure that we're, you know, going forward in the direction that we need to.
Have you thought about if you would, I know that we talked about, you know, just now how your role as clerk treasurer has, you know, kind of weighed in on your role as mayor. What has been the thing that has, I guess, aside from, you know, kind of grappling with COVID-19 right now, what's the thing that has surprised you most about the role of the mayorship? What did you not expect about right now, aside from that?
Aside from that, let me think here a second. Probably the biggest thing that I've noticed, and I'm so happy with it, is how people work together and how you have the support of your people, of your employees, of the council, of the Board of Works. I never realized how much that was in place. You know, that's what's so important for the local government, that we all work together. And I think that was the thing that probably surprised me the most. I knew that we all played an important part, but to see us all come together and see this all work together, that's what I like.
So how has it been to train a successor? How much time have you been able to devote to bringing that person up to speed while still working on what you have to do as mayor?
Well, I tried to keep things pretty much up to date for her before she came in because there was like a 2 weeks gap in there. So we tried to keep things up. There are great workers in the clerk treasurer's office. We have good deputy clerks. We have good payroll clerks. And so a lot of that I tried to keep up on a day-to-day basis, even though I was in the mayor's office. And since Carol has been into office, I at least have made contact with her several times a day, and I'm trying to include her in meetings and different situations, just to help her become more familiar with local government. Even though she was familiar on the county side, city things are a little bit different, and I'm trying to work with her daily, several times a day, on that.
Do you feel like your new role has sort of changed how you're interacting with everyone, or do you have to, I guess, are you kind of having to find yourself mentally make that shift, say, in a meeting where normally you would be weighing in as clerk treasurer and now you have to weigh in as the mayor, which is different? Do you find yourself still wanting to respond as clerk treasurer sometimes?
It's gotten better. Right at first, I'll have to say my first Board of Works meeting that I had, I kept thinking I had to take the notes for it and I had to keep up on all this stuff so that I would know what to do after the meeting. So yeah, I would say my first one was a little tough, but it's getting better. It's getting easier to make that change.
Well, so that's interesting because then I know that you told me again when we talked before you became the mayor that you would, that people didn't know just how much the clerk treasurer does, and how so much of it is kind of coming away from those meetings and saying, okay, I've kind of been given my marching orders. So now that you're mayor, after a meeting, what are you doing? What do you walk out of that room thinking about?
Okay, I'm thinking about how I have to implement that. I am not necessarily where, let's say we have an abatement. It has to be taken to the courthouse. We have to have everybody sign off. You know, I have to have all these records. That's what I did as clerk treasurer. Now, I don't have to worry about that so much. I just have to worry, how are we going to implement what just took place? What do I need to do to make sure these things happen? It's a little bit different. The other side is more like the paperwork side of it, but this is the other side of that.
And would you say that part of that is that side of the mayor kind of bringing everyone together and getting everyone on the same page, unless the paperwork?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's one thing that I said I was going to work hard on, is keeping the relationships, have open relationships, you know, discussions. Let's all work together. You know, it's not just the meetings. It's throughout the month, throughout the 2 weeks between the meetings. You know, we need to keep in contact if there's things that come up. I feel very free to call any council member at any time, any Board of Works member, to talk to them if we have a situation. They're always there and willing to help with anything.
So now that you are mayor, as you're saying, you're reaching out to other people, you know, are people also reaching out to you more and in a different way to ask for your help, assistance, guidance on different issues? And how are you handling that?
Yes, they are. I have received several phone calls from other people asking things, you know, how they need to handle things, or just to keep me updated, just to keep that a working relationship. And that's what I like. That's what I wanted to happen. I wanted us all to work together. I wanted them to feel free to call me, and I wanted to feel like I would be free to talk with someone else if we had a situation that we needed to discuss or make decisions.
So, Mayor Sheets, we've got about 30 seconds. So given that, you know, and you and I have talked before about introducing yourself to the residents of Frankfort, if they don't necessarily know you yet, that's obviously going to be a little different now. So are you thinking about maybe remote or virtual ways, different ways to get the people of Frankfort to know who you are, know you're in charge during this ongoing COVID-19 situation?
Yes, we are working on that right now. I'm trying to do it through our website, through our Facebook page, through the news media. And I think it was a difficult thing because I was elected through a caucus, so we didn't campaign, people did not come to vote for me. So I think, yes, getting it out there that who the mayor is now has been a different type situation, but I'm working on that.
That is our time for today. Mayor Sheets, thanks so much for being with us. You can find this program on our website, WBAA.org, along with an archive of our shows with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, and Crawfordsville, as well as Frankfort. Send us your questions at ask@WBAA.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.
Support for WBAA comes from your membership and Encompass Credit Union, supporting Ask the Mayor and offering a full line of financial services to the people of Clinton and Tipton counties while supporting the communities they serve. More information at EncompassCU.org.